Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 21st Annual Shareholders Meeting of Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation. My name is Elie Dadouche. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer. As you have seen from the meeting materials, we put in place precautionary measures for this meeting to deal with industry expected guidelines relating to meeting requirements during COVID-19. As a result, attendance today has been strictly limited to registered shareholders and to those formally appointed by proxy holder. In these unique circumstances, I'd like to thank all those listening to the meeting through this audio conference call. We look forward to next year returning to our 21-year tradition of having a meeting followed by a lunch to thank our supporters and stakeholders. Today's meeting will be comprised of two sections. First, a formal meeting portion, which will be chaired by Stanley Goldfarb, our chairman, and a short presentation on the corporation's financial performance and an overview of our operations. We will then respond to any questions you may have. Stan Goldfarb will now begin with the formal part of the meeting.
Thank you, Elie. The meeting will come to order with the consent of the meeting. As chairman of the board of directors, it is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. Also, with the consent of the meeting, Joseph Fried will act as secretary of the meeting, and I appoint Daniela Munoz of Computershare Investor Services, our transfer agent, to act as scrutineer. Based on the information provided to me by the scrutineer, the total number of votes attached to the shares represented by proxy at this meeting that are required to be withheld from voting or voted against the items on the agenda is less than 5% of all the voting rights attached to shares that are entitled to be voted and be represented at this meeting. While we normally would take each vote by way of a show of hands, there are no shareholders voting in person today. Accordingly, we will read the votes received by proxy on each matter. In view of the need to attend to the formal matters of the meeting, we have arranged for two shareholders to move and second resolutions. The notice calling this meeting was mailed to all directors, registered shareholders, and to the auditor of the corporation. The secretary has filed with me proof of mailing of the notice, and I would direct a copy of the notice and proof of mailing be annexed to the minutes of this meeting. Additional copy of the notice are available on the website. The scrutineers have informed me that a quorum is present and that more than 5% of the shares entitled to vote at this meeting are present in person or represented by proxy, and at least two persons entitled to vote at the meeting are present at the meeting, and as due notice of the meeting has been given, I declare that this meeting has been duly convened and constituted to transact the business for which it has been called. When the formal report of the scrutineer is available, it will be kept with the minutes of the meeting. I am tabling a copy of the audited financial statements of Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation for the year ended December 31st, 2019, together with the reports thereon of the directors and auditors of the corporation. You will have received them with the meeting material, and with the consent of the meeting, we will dispense with reading the auditor's report, and the financial statements shall be received. It is now time to proceed with the election of directors. 12 directors are to be elected for the ensuing year or until their successors are elected or appointed. The form of proxy for voting on the election of directors sets out each proposed nominee separately and allows shareholders to vote for each director nominally individually. The corporation has an advance notice bylaw to provide for an advance notice requirement for the nomination of directors by shareholders in certain circumstances. the corporation did not receive notice of any director nominations in connection with the meeting within the time period prescribed by the bylaw. Accordingly, at this meeting, the only persons eligible to be nominated for election to the board are the 12 management nominees set out in the meeting materials. And the management nominees are as follows: Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Morris Fistine, Edward Gilbert, Stanley Goldfarb, Victoria Granofsky, Anthony Heller, Jonathan Mayer, Francis Newbolt, Joe Oliver, Keith Ray, Lauren Schulman. May I have a resolution in this regard?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Morris Fistine, Edward Gilbert, Stanley Goldfarb, Victoria Granofsky, Anthony Heller, Jonathan Mayer, Francis Newbold, Joe Oliver, Keith Ray, Lawrence Shulman to be elected as directors of the corporation to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Mr. Chairman, I second each of the nominations.
The meeting will now vote on the election of each director. Given as there are no shareholders voting in person today, we will read the votes received by proxy on the election of each director. For Jeffrey Bleeden, we received 99.43 votes by proxy for his election and 0.57 votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Ellie DeDouche, we received 99.46% votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.54% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Morris Fishdeen, we received 94.83% votes by proxy voted for his election and 5.17% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Edward Gilbert, we received 99.78% votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.22% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Stanley Goldfarb, we received 95.07 votes by proxy voted for his election and 4.93 votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Victoria Granofsky, we received 99.09 votes by proxy voted for her election and 0.91% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Anthony Heller, received 92.93% votes by proxy voted for his election and 7.07% votes by proxy as withheld. For Jonathan Mayer, we received 99.56 votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.44% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Francis Newbolt, we received 99.76% votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.24 votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Joe Oliver, we received 99.82% votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.18% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Keith Ray, we received 99.77% votes by proxy voted for his election and 0.23% votes by proxy voted as withheld. For Lauren Shulman, we received 99.71 0.28% votes by proxy voted for his election, and 0.29 votes by proxy voted withheld. I declare that each of the directors nominated are elected as directors to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the appointment of the auditor and the authorization of the directors to fix its remuneration. Will someone move and someone second this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I move that KPMG LLP, Chartered Professional Accountants, be appointed as auditors of the corporation to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders and that the directors be authorized to fix its remuneration.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
We will now read the votes received by proxy on this matter. We received 99.86 votes by proxy voted for this motion and 0.14 votes by proxy voted as withheld. Accordingly, I declare the resolution carried. As there is no further business, I declare the formal portion of this meeting terminated. I will now call on Boris Beril to proceed with his presentation on the corporation's operating and financial performance. Boris?
Thank you, Stan. In 2019, Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation continued to deliver strong financial results while remaining focused on its primary objective, being the preservation of shareholders' equity. Slide 5. As stated at the 2019 AGM, we were planning to take a more conservative approach, and we did. This is reflected in our 2019 results. The highlights are as follows. At year-end, the corporation's investment portfolio totaled $481 million before impairment provisions. Dividends to shareholders during the year were over $1 per share. Return on shareholders' equity was 9.09% per annum based on the corporation's equity book value. Once again, we're pleased to report another year of zero loan losses. I will now look at each of these areas in a little more depth. Slide 6. The corporation's investment portfolio is comprised of 196 separate investments at December 31, 2019. The portfolio remains predominantly focused on short-term residential first mortgages. 69% of the portfolio was invested in conventional first mortgages and discount debt investments, 9% in conventional non-first mortgages, 20% in related investments, 2% in non-conventional mortgages. While our mortgage investments are predominantly secured by properties located in Ontario, we have diversified our mortgage portfolio in terms of geographic location, 93% in Ontario, 2.7% in Quebec, 3.7% in Western Canada, 0.6% other. Consistent with our objectives, most of our investments continue to be short-term in nature, with 76% maturing on or before December 31st, 2020. This gives us the ability to continually revolve the portfolio and readjust to market conditions. Slide 7. The return on the corporation's shareholders' equity has been excellent compared to other interest-bearing instruments. As you can see from this chart, in 2019, the corporation's return on equity exceeded the average one-year Government of Canada Treasury bill yield by 733 basis points. This is a clear indication of the corporation mortgage banker's ability to consistently aggregate superior yielding mortgage investments. Since our inception, the average return on equity has always been well in excess of our stated objective of generating an ROE of at least 400 basis points over the T-bill yield. Slide 8. An investment in Firm Capital made on its initial public offering has generated an attractive return for investors. Since the IPO in 1999, a $100 investment in Firm Capital has appreciated to $688 when factoring in full dividend reinvestments. That's a cumulative average growth rate of about 10%. Even during the COVID period, our performance exceeded the benchmark. Slide 9. I'm pleased to report a continuation of strong financial reports for 2019. Interest and fees earned was $47 million, in line with the prior year. Interest and operating expenses improved by $2.2 million to $19.3 million, and profits increased to $28 million. Profit per share was over $1. As previously stated, our objective is to pay out 100% of our accounting income as dividends, and as such, The dividends for 2019 totaled $28 million. As part of our prudent financial management strategy, we're conservatively carrying a loan loss provision of about $5.5 million, representing approximately 1% of the mortgage portfolio balance. Slide 10. The corporation continues to provide stable monthly dividends to its shareholders. In 2019, the corporation distributed $1.006 per share. This includes regular monthly dividends of 7.8 cents per share from January to November, and a year-end dividend of 14.8 cents per share in December 2019, which included a special dividend of 7 cents per share. Our regular monthly dividend payments of 7.8 cents per share have not changed since July 2007. Slide 11. The corporation released its Q1 2020 results this May. The highlights were as follows. Profit was $6.24 million. The corporation earned a return on equity of 7.88%. There were no loan losses. I will now turn it over to Ellie, who will discuss the corporation in further detail and our outlook for the remainder of 2020.
Thank you, Boris. For those following this presentation on our website, I will announce the slide pages. Slide 13. Notwithstanding 2019 was a market that had us concerned with property valuations as it relates to the sector of the market we invest in, I am pleased to report that we accomplished another successful year, the result of which was our year-end top-up dividend of 7 cents per share. We remain focused on our objective to create a solid, diversified, and well-managed investment portfolio. We stated we would revolve the portfolio, and we did. Our shareholders understand that everything we do revolves around our operating philosophy of preservation of shareholders' equity with a focus on loan security, not interest rates earned on an investment. We remain focused on short-term bridge financing and liquid markets with clear exit strategies. As we have always stated, we believe in simplicity, make a dollar, pay out less each month, and at the end of the year, pay out whatever is left over. For 21 years, shareholders have come to appreciate this approach. If in a quarter we are sitting on excess capital, it should not concern anyone. The overabundance of capital in the private mortgage market has forced us to sit on the sidelines while others have been lending to weaker borrowers who lack experience and equity. For the past 2 years, we have stated we were concerned and that we would revolve our portfolio to a safer asset base and be ready for a market change. That change occurred was not a real estate one as of yet, rather it was a COVID-19 one. So we are positioned well to react to these changes and to seize opportunities. As always, our intention has been focused on managing the current portfolio and since mid-March, investing in stronger transactions in all regards. We enter this COVID-19 period ready for a real estate correction. Slide 14. The mortgage banker to our corporation, Firm Capital Corporation, celebrated its 32nd anniversary in May. And for our company, in October, we will have completed being public for 21 years. We have built two important elements of the business, longstanding relationships with borrowers by providing innovative real estate finance solutions for all types of properties and transactions, while establishing a company with great people who understand the importance at all costs of protecting investors' capital. Transactions come and go, but the integrity of investor and borrower partnerships and relationships lasts forever. As a company, we take a non-bureaucratic approach to how we operate. We strive to be innovative and a leading provider of capital where it's in short supply. We are deep value lenders seeking out areas that others do not see, while at the same time over-servicing our clients with fast and innovative decisions. Our principal focus, no matter what market we are in, is to keep it simple, lend on generic and simple real estate, stick to liquid markets, focus on the return being made on the investment, watch for exit strategies, and do proper credit adjudication, as a balance sheet lender should do. This is a culture to our investment objective. We study what others do, yet we act independently and never follow others. We're the only public entity focused exclusively on bridge financing. Notwithstanding what market we are in, we will continue to be original, out-of-the-box thinkers looking for niche but safe investments. Slide 15. Our corporation benefits from the 32 years of Firm Capital Corporation being in business. Our corporation is a syndicate partner in the investments originated by the mortgage banker who has strong client relationships that drive origination volumes. The mortgage banker completed over $759 million in new investments during 2019. And year-to-date, notwithstanding the current environment, we have completed over $150 million in new investments. This is our market. When others contract, we expand. we spend close to 30 months revolving the portfolio in anticipation of a real estate correction. We will wait for proper opportunities to rise and grow when others are cleaning up. Our competitive advantage is that we move quickly on transactions without ever compromising credit risk. We have a knowledgeable team to draw on for making fast and risk-based decisions. We believe in servicing our clients better and faster than others. Slide 16. We stated we would never use our bank warehousing facility that stands at $100 million as a form of permanent capital. We feel that this is not to be used as long-term debt. It is to act as a revolver to warehouse investments pending accessing the capital markets. Accessing the capital markets in a strategic manner helps us to continue to strengthen the balance sheet, creating a larger entity with a wider basket of investments. We have proven we will access the capital markets at strategic times, and we can do so at attractive terms, and never for the sake of just taking capital because it is available. In 2019, we issued equity on two occasions. In March 2019, through a public offering, we raised $23 million at $13.20 per share, and in May 2019, through a brokered private placement, we raised over $3 million at $13.20 per share. We will only use specific debt to match off against specific investments, and we view convertible debentures as a form of equity. Slide 17. As of March 31, 2020, our investment portfolio stood at $521 million. More importantly, it is spread over 181 different investments, and it is shared with industry-experienced investors. A bridge financing portfolio requires a lot of hands-on management attention. When a bridge financing portfolio revolves, the credit objective was accomplished. For the 15 months leading up to March 31, 2020, out of an average portfolio of $511 million, we funded $411 million in new investments, and we were repaid $411 million. This represents a 78% revolving of the portfolio in 15 months. For fiscal 2019, we funded $260 million, and we were repaid $300 million. Even in the third quarter alone, we advanced $78.4 million and were repaid $150.5 million. This continuous revolving confirms a few things. Our bridge lending is working. We met our risk management practice of being able to reduce the portfolio, then reinvest on new valuations and new opportunities. And we have set ourselves up to be ready for new business in new economic times and a new environment. Slide 18. We have various strategies to ensure our fundamental goal of preservation of shareholders' equity is met. We achieve this through our upfront risk management practices, our strong default management program. Years of default management experience plays an important part in managing our investments. Our position that we must spend as much time managing an investment as we do underwriting it. Our underwriting team lives the file until repayment. It's called being accountable for the investment. We phrase it every year as good bankers make loans and excellent bankers know how to collect them. And finally, our loan loss provisions. They are so important to the makeup of our business. We are currently at $5 million in provisions, or about 1% of the portfolio size. We like seeing this grow, particularly in this environment. These provisions are one of our fundamental strategies for protecting capital and our dividend stream. Slide 19. What is our outlook during these unprecedented times? A very hard question to answer. So we address it in a few simple ways. Stick to what we know. Keep things not complicated. Draw on our 32 years of experience in the industry. Do not use bank debt as permanent capital to lend money at cheap rates to make a profit through the spread on the bank debt. React fast to problems. Be contrarian. And not be afraid to do business in liquid markets like housing-related assets and residential bridge loans. If we play this right, we see the rest of 2020 as being a solid yet simple year for us. The prior 3 years of abundance of capital has made things dangerous. Let those parties focus on cleaning up as we focus on new business. As you have seen from our last three press releases, since April 1st, we have not experienced any defaults that arose due to COVID-19, and any issues we were dealing with long prior to March 15th. We are mindful of the market. We will seek opportunities with the intention of doing solid business. As we are very long-term thinkers, if we feel that the business does not meet our standards, we will not do business, and we will wait. Over the past 30 months, we have had a lot of pressure to take money from investors. We refuse. That has proven right at this time. Caution and risk management has always been first for us. As you have seen over the past 30 months, we have stated that we will contract in an environment that is overvalued and too liquid. Please understand, we flourish in tough times. Be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. The banks and others do not do bridge financing as well as us. We are hands-on. We will continue to dissect each investment before we do it. This is a very specialized area of real estate finance based on experience, human intelligence, and not computerized credit scoring. Our stakeholders should understand that we can adapt to market changes fast and have built a revolving portfolio around that. Slide 20. In conclusion, I'd like to remind everyone of our business philosophy. We have proven that after being public for 21 years, we will not grow for the sake of growth and will not follow what others do. We've delivered reasonable, simple returns every month since going public in 1999 and plan on staying the course with a long-term view. We have built a business on the foundation of honoring our commitments, holding our borrower clients to their commitments, to mutual integrity, and to us providing straight, clear, and concise communication in what we can deliver on. For the past 32 years, we have lived by these principles and have played hard for our investors and our shareholders. We know we are accountable to one party, our investors and our stakeholders. Our future is to ensure we maintain this culture, a culture to not take on unnecessary risk. Simply put, we must be smart, be entrepreneurial, and above all, do not lose capital. We have a well-diversified board with vast experience in real estate, finance, and commercial matters. When we went public in 1999, we made a few promises to our shareholders. We'd protect capital, seek out investments that are strategic and risk mitigated, only charge fees for work on performing mortgages, never embarrass our board of directors, keep it simple, and be committed to our one stakeholder, our shareholder. We've honored those promises and still 21 years later live by those guiding principles. That culture that we live by started 31 years ago when Firm Capital Corporation was founded. The culture of risk mitigation at all costs carried over to our operating principles for our corporation. I take this moment to say thank you to all those who support us in our business. I thank our board members. I thank the Firm Capital team for accepting our culture and reminding them of not taking on unnecessary risk for understanding that capital needs to be respected and safeguarded. Finally, I thank our shareholders for trusting us. Thank you for joining us today, and at this time, we're pleased to answer any questions you may have.
If you'd like to ask a question today, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the question queue by pressing the pound key. Again, that's star and one. We'll pause a moment to allow any questions to queue. And again, that is star and one to ask a question today. And there appear to be no questions at this time.
Okay, so as there are no further questions or no questions, on behalf of the directors, we thank you for your attendance and participation. The meeting now will be over. Thank you. Bye.